Today's Amud is Chagiga Vava Min Aleph. We're holding by the bottom line on Hayam and Beis, Ezu Katan. So we had learned in the Mishnah, Ezu Katan Kol She'enu Yachol Lirkoi Val Ktefei Shel Aviv. The Sheet of Beishamai is that a Katan that's Pata from Re'iyah means that he's not even able to ride his father's shoulders and go up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Once he's at the age that he can ride his father's shoulders, so then he's Chayiv Mid Rabbanan Midin Chinach. A very, very young age, as long as he can ride on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, that's when he's already chayev midin chinach. Beis Hillel had a slightly older age. Beis Hillel said that the child has to be able to hold his father's hand, to walk by himself, hold his father's hand, and go up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. That's when he'll be chayev midrabanan midin chinach. Anything less than that, and he's going to be pater. Even if he could ride his father's shoulders, he'll be pater from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Now ask the Gemara, the mask of Reb Zeira. The both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the shear was tally in either going on his father's shoulders or holding his father's hand and going from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. And the question is ad hacha man asye? Who brought the kid to Yerushalayim? Rashi explains what the Gemara is asking is that obviously if this kid was able to make it to Yerushalayim without his mother, so then he's at a certain age of maturity, he's for sure able to ride his father's shoulders and even hold his father's hand. So these shiurim seem to be irrelevant. That he could go from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis on his father's shoulders or holding his father's hand, it's not relevant. If he's already at the age that he can make it to Yerushalayim without his mother, so then for sure he's at the age that he could ride his father's shoulders and hold his father's hand. So why did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have to give their shiurim if anyways he needs to get to Yerushalayim without his mother? So says the Gemara, no. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said back to Reb Zeira, that an hacha de mechayva ime besimcha, aitisa ime. Until Yerushalayim, even his mother's going to go along with the family, because his mother's chayv in the mitzvah of simcha, to enjoy from the basar of the carbon shlamim, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So the mother goes along with the family to Yerushalayim. So until Yerushalayim, he's not away from his mother. He's together with his mother. He goes with his mother to Yerushalayim. So ad hacha de mechay ve'ime besimcha, I see se'ime, his mother will bring him. Mikan ve'elech, it's only from Yerushalayim and onwards until Har Habayis. So then, im yachol la'alois, and according to Beis Hillel, ula echlis bi'ado shel aviv, Yerushalayim la'Har Habayis, chayev ilay pater. And it's only from then on, from Yerushalayim to the Har Habayis, so that's when he needs to be able to either go on his father's shoulders, according to Beis Shammai, or like the Gemara here says, according to Beis Hillel, to hold his father's hand and go from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis. Now says the Gemara that Heshev Rebbe Tachas Beis Hillel. Rebbe defended Beis Hillel, and he asked the Kasha on Beis Shammai. He said like this, he said, L'divri Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, that once a child is able to ride his father's shoulders, which is a very, very young age, he's able to ride his father's shoulders and go up from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, he's chayim midin chinuch. So how do we understand the Pasuk in Navi that says, V'chanu lo'i also, ki amra li'isha ad yigam elanar v'avi oisif, that Chana said that she didn't go up to the Mishkan, she didn't go up to the to Mishkan Shiloh, because she said to her husband that until the Nar, until Shmuel is weaned, until he stops nursing, and then she'll bring Shmuel up to the Mishkan once he's at the age that he stops nursing, which at Bizman, especially Bizman Tanakh, Bizman Chazal, that was at a very late age, it was at the age of 2 or 3, that's when they stopped nursing. So you see from the Pasuk that Shmuel didn't go up to the Mishkan, he wasn't Eilil Regel until he was at least 2 or 3 years old. And the question is at that point, before that point, he was already able to go on his father's shoulders. So how does Beis Shammai understand this pasuk? How does Beis Shammai understand the fact that Chana said that she wasn't going to bring Shmuel until he stopped nursing? Shmuel was able to ride his father's shoulders even when he was younger. So why did Chana wait until he finished nursing? So Amar Le. So that's what Rebbe said, Tachas Beis Hillel. So Amr Lei, so they said back to him in the Beis Medrash, so Amr Lei Avua, so his father, Rebbe's father, which is Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, like we had in Ma'ikatan. So Amr Lei, so Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel said back to Rebbe, Ul-tameich, according to you, so Tikshila Chana Gufa. If you're bothered by the Pasuk, why don't you ask about Chana herself? How did Chana not go up to the Mishkan? Miloi Mechaiva Besimcha? Wasn't she obligated in the mitzvah of Simcha? She had to at least be near the Mishkan in order to feed from the carbon shlamim to have simchas achag. So anyways, the pasuk is shver. How do you understand the fact that chana didn't go up? Ella, what do you have to say? Ella chana mifankusa yisirta chazya bei b'shmuel. It must be that chana saw an extreme sensitivity, a weakness in Shmuel. She saw that Shmuel wasn't able to make the trip. Pashut for his health, he wasn't able to make the trip. In chanami, it could be like Beis Shammai, it could be he was chayim within chenech already to go and be oilel regel. But he wasn't able to. It was for health reasons he couldn't go. V'chasha bei b'shmuel l'chul shel d'archa. So Chana was concerned for Shmuel that maybe he was too weak to make the trip. So that's why Shmuel didn't go. That's also why Chana didn't go. But Mela, there's no kasher from the pasuk on Beis Shammai. It's not a kasher on Beis Shammai any more than it's a kasher on Beis Hillel, because you have Shver Chana, why Chana didn't go. And the answer is going to be that she saw that Shmuel wasn't able to make the trip. Now it says the Gemara Shaila, Bayi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon had a Shaila. Katan chiger ledivrei Beis Shammai. A katan who's lame, he's not able to walk. So according to Beis Shammai, that anyways, he could still go on his father's shoulders. And also, v'suma ledivrei shneihem. A katan who's blind, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, meaning even according to Beis Hillel, he could hold his father's hand. So a katan that can't walk according to Beis Shammai, and a katan that's blind, even according to Beis Hillel, mahu, what's the halacha? Is the child chayiv midin chinuch to be oila l'rega? So says the Gemara Hechidami, what's the exact details of this case? If you say that we're talking about a child who is a chiger, he's lame, and it's the type of lameness that he's not going to get better. It's not stam, he broke his leg and eventually the fracture will get healed. We're talking about a katan who's lame and it's never going to go away. He has some sort of thing wrong with his foot. He's paralyzed in one foot. It's never going away. If you tell me that that's the case, and also v'suma she'inu yachol hispateach, we're talking about a person who's blind, mamish, to the extent that they're not expecting him to ever get better. It's not just something's wrong with his eye and it's going to heal. His eye, he's blind for life. So then the child doesn't really make any sense, because hashta gadol pater, even when he's a gadol, he's going to be pater, because he's never going to stop being a chiger and he's never going to stop being a suma, and those are amongst the list of exceptions of people that are pater from Ria. So if even as a gadol he'd be pater from Ria, so katan nibaya, is it necessary? What would be the shaila about a katan? Of course, then as a katan, he'd also be pater. If even as a gadol, he'd be pater, so then surely as a katan, he'd be pater. Rashi over here, mamish, right next to this line in the Gemara, katan mibayi, Rashi explains, halay ein chinuch katan, says Rashi, note the tachlis, note the whole point of chinuch is? The point of chinuch is to get a child used to doing something so that when he's older, gam kiyaz kin lo yasser mimenu, so that even when he's older, he continues to do it. That's the entire point of chinuch. The whole mitzvah, the whole inyan of chinuch is to train a child to do something so that he continues to do it when he's older. And that's how Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha. That if we're talking about a chiger that's not going to get healed, assuming it's not going to get healed, so then there's no makom to say that he's chayiv midin chinuch to be oil l'rega. Then what would be the point in training him? So that when he's older, he's going to do it? When he's older, he's going to be pater. A chiger is pater from ria. A suma is pater from ria. So that can't be the case. Says the Gemara Leitzricha, b'chiger sheyachol hispashe. We're talking about a chiger that he's going to get better. V'suma sheyachol hispateach. A blind person who they know what's wrong and it's going to get better. So right now, as kasher husham, as he stands right now, he's pater, and as a gadol he'd also be pater. But the shiloh over here is maybe it's worth it to train him to do the mitzvah, because when he's older, he will be chayiv. So let's get him used to doing it now, so that he's older, he'll be chayiv. That's the shaila. So on the one hand, yeah, train him now, because when he's older, he'll be chayiv. On the other hand, in his state right now, he's not in the state that he's chayiv in it. Even as a gadol, he'd be pater. Right now, he's a suma. Right now, he's a chigar. So my, what's the halacha by such a katan? Do we say that he's chayiv midin chinuch? So Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this. He said, kol heicha de gadol mechayiv midaraisa. Anytime where if he would be a gadol right now, he'd be chayiv midaraisa. So then, katan nami mechanchin alei midarabanan. So then, even as a katan, we train him midarabanan, we have a chiv chinuch midarabanan to train him. However, kol heicha de gadol pater midaraisa. Anytime where if he would be a gadol, he'd be pater. Like in our case, a chiger, if he would be a gadol, he'd be pater. A suma, if he'd be a gadol, gadol, he'd be pater. So then midrabanan katan nami pater. So then even midrabanan as a katan, he's also pater. There's not even a chiyav of chinuch. Chinuch is to train a person to do something in the right way. Since right now he's a chiga, right now he's a summa, you can't train him in the right way, because as a gadol, if he would be like this, he'd be pater. Mamela, there's no mitzvah of chinuch. Chinuch is only to train him to do something in his state, that this is something that he would be chayiv in as a gadol. There's a famous story I used to hear in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein, although recently I saw it, b'shem Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, whoever it was, Rav Yaakov or Rav Moshe, that they were by someone else's house, and the child of the balabais started going onto the table. The child of the balabais went onto the table, and he broke one of the things on the table. And so the father, the balabais, he was embarrassed, he wanted to be mechanech his child, so he, in the story it says he hit the child, but maybe we'll say nowadays, make it more appropriate, he screamed at the child. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he asked the balabais, why'd you do that? Why'd you hit him? So the father said, what do you mean? I have to be mechanechim, not to go on the table. Look what happened. I have to be mechanechim. And Rav Yaakov said that no, chinuch is only for something that if he would do it also as a gadol. But if he wouldn't do it as a gadol, so then there's no chiyuv of chinuch. A gadol wouldn't go onto the table and start breaking things. Mamela said Rav Yaakov, there's no chiyuv of chinuch, like you see from our Gemara. Chinuch is only for something that a child's going to do also as a gadol. There's no, said Rav Yaakov, that there's no chiyuv of chinuch to train a child, to be mechanech a child on something that anyways as a gadol he's going to stop doing on his own. It's not something he's going to do as a gadol, so then there's no chiyuv of chinuch. A little bit of a twist on our Gemara. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Beshame Oimrim Hari'ir Shtei Kesef. So this is going back to what we had in the Mishnah on Beis Amin Aleph. In the Mishnah, we had a machlaikas between Beshame and Beis Hillel with regards to the minimum cost of the karbanos that a person brings on the regal. There's two karbanos that the Mishnah spoke about, is the carbon Ri'iyah, which is a carbon Ayla. It gets burnt. The basar at least gets burnt completely onto the Mizbeach. And then there's also the carbon Chagiga, which was a Shlamim. Part of it got burnt onto the Mizbeach, part of it people eat. So those were the two karbanos the Mishnah spoke about, the Re'iyah, which is a carbon Ayla, and the carbon Chagiga, which is a Shlamim. So now Beis Shammai said that the Re'iyah, that has to be worth a minimum of Shtei Kesef, of two Ma'a Kesef, two Ma'as, Shtei Kesef, whereas the Chagiga only has to be worth one Ma'a Kesef. And Beis Hillel said the reverse, that no, the Re'iyah has to be worth one Ma'a Kesef, and the Chagiga has to be worth two Ma'a Kesef. So the Gemara now is going to bring a Braisa which elaborates on this Machlaikas. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that Beishami Oimrim Hari'iyah Shtei Kesef V'Chagiga Ma'a Kesef. That the carbon Re'iyah a person brings on the Chag, so that has to be a minimum of two Ma'a Kesef. V'Chagiga Ma'a Kesef, the Chagiga just has to be one Ma'a. And Beishami in the Braisa explains himself. Now why is the Re'iyah worth double? Why is it worth more than the Chagiga? Sha'ari'iyah Ayla Kula L'Gavaya. Because the Re'iyah is a carbon Ayla. It goes completely to Hashem. Masha'en came b'Chagiga, which is not the case by a Chagiga, which is a Shlamim. So it would make more sense to spend more on the Re'iyah, which is an Ayla, and goes Kula Lashem, it would make sense to spend more money on that carbon. Va'id, says Beis Shammai, another reason why the Re'iyah should be worth more than the Chagiga, is because Matzinu Ba'atzeres, Shariba and Akasav Ba'oilois Yoyser Mi B'Shlamim. We find Ba'atzeres, we find on Shavuos, by the special carbon that they would bring on Shavuos, the carbon Shtei Alechem, so there was many different animals that were brought together with the Shtei Alechem, and amongst those animals there were some Oilois and some Shlamim, and it was Riba and Akasav Ba'oilois We find that the Torah required more animals to be brought as an Ayla than it did for a Shlamim. So that also shows you that an Ayla is more Chashav than a Shlamim, and that's why the Re'iyah has to be worth more than the Chagiga, because the Re'iyah is an Ayla. So number one, it goes Kula Lashem, and number two, we find by Shavuos that there's more Aylas than Shlamim. Ubeis Hillel Aymrim, says the Braisa, that Beis Hillel is Chaylik. Beis Hillel Aymrim, a Re'iyah Ma'a Kesef, the Chagiga Shtei Kesef. That no, the Re'iyah is only worth one Ma'a, and the Chagiga has to be worth a minimum of two. The Chagiga has to be worth more than the Re'iyah. And explain Beis Hillel, Shechagiga Yesh Nelofnei HaDibur. We find as a Chashivas of the carbon Chagiga, the fact that it existed even before Matan Torah, Mashen came by Re'iyah, as which is not the case by the carbon Re'iyah, which we were only commanded in after Matan Torah, which is a point that we'll get back to in tomorrow's share. It says the Gemara. So that's Beis Hillel's first reason, because Chagiga was around before Matan Torah. And furthermore, because Matzinu b'Nesiim, we find by the Karbanos of the Nesiim, when the Nesiim brought Karbanos by the Chanukas HaMishkan, Shariba and Behena Kasa b'Shlamim Yosemi b'Oilis. We find that amongst the different Karbanos that they brought, so there were some Shlamim, some Oilis, and Lamaisa, there were more Shlamim than there were Oilis. So that shows you that there's a Chashivas of the Shlamim more than the Oilis. So that's why Beis Hillel says that the Chagiga has to be worth more than the Re'iyah. Now ask the Gemara, Beis Hillel, my time will Yamr ke Beis Shammai. Why didn't Beis Hillel say like Beis Shammai? Why didn't they go with Beis Shammai's two reasons? Beis Shammai had two good reasons. They said, number one, the Re'iyah is Kulul Hashem. And number two, the Re'iyah, we find that there were more carbon oilis on Shavuos. So says the Gemara, that Dika Amrit, that which Beis Shammai tainud, that Re'iyah Adifa, that the Re'iyah should be worth more, it's better, the Oila Kulul L'Gvaya, because it goes completely to Hashem, says Beis Hillel back to that, Adarabba, Mamish Fakir, Chagiga Adifa. It's for that reason that Chagiga should be worth more. The Chagiga, the Ispe Shtei Achilis, because it has multiple people eating from it. So since there's multiple people eating from it, it would make sense it should be worth more. It should be a larger animal. So really, Mamish, for that exact reason, that's why Beis Hillel says back to Beis Shammai, if anything, the Shlomim should be worth more. The Chagiga should be worth more. Udika Amrin, and that which Yutayna, that which Beis Hillel said, that which Beis Shammai said, that Nelof Miatzeres, that we should learn out from Shavuos, where there was more Oilis and the word Shlamim, says Beis Hillel back to that, then no. Done in Karban Yachin, mi Karban Yachin. We'd rather learn out the Karban Yachid of the Karbanis Achag from another Karban Yachid, from the Karbanis of the Nesiim. The ain't done in Karban Yachid mi Karban Sibur. It wouldn't make sense, it wouldn't be logical to learn out the halachis of a Karban Yachid, referring to the Karbanis of the Yomtif, the Ri'ah and the Chagiga, from a Karban Sibur, from the Shtei Halacha. So that's why Beis Hillel says they don't want to say like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai my time alay amrik Beis Hillel. And why doesn't Beis Shammai want to say like Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel had two good tainas. They said that the Shlam should be worth more because it was the Chagiga was before Matan Torah and the Re'iyah was not before Matan Torah. And also we find by the Nesiim that there was more Shlomim than there were Oilis. So says Beis Shammai to that, and no. Dika'am Chagiga Adifa Diyash Nelfnei Hadibur, that which you said that Chagiga is more Chashuv because it existed before Matan Torah as opposed to the Re'iyah which did not, says Beis Shammai, it's not true. Re'iyah Nami Yash Nelfnei Hadibur. They also brought a carbon Re'iyah before Matan Torah. And again, we'll see more about this in the following share. Vidika Amrin Nelef Minasiim, and that which you said to learn out from the Nesiim that there was more Shlamim than there were Oilis, says Beis Shammai back to that, then no. Done in Davar and Naig L'Doireis, I'd rather learn out the carbon which is Naig for all generations, referring to the Karbanis of the Yomtif, Mi Davar and Naig L'Doireis. I'll learn that out from the Shtei Halechem, which is also a carbon that's brought in every generation, every year. Ve'ain done in Davar and Naig L'Doireis, Mi Davar She'inu Naig L'Doireis. It wouldn't make sense to learn it out, the Karbanis of the Chag, from the carbon of the Nesiim, which was a one-time event. It's not something that it goes every year. Now going back to that first point, that Beis Shammai said it's not true, the Re'iyah also existed before Matan Torah. So the Gemara asked that Beis Shammai seems to be right. Why are they so confident that the Chagiga existed before Matan Torah? Meaning that the carbon Shlamim existed before Matan Torah. It says that they brought the Shlamim. Well, Re'iyah Nami, Haksiv Yalu Oilis. It says that they brought Oilis. So that's what Chayra referring to the carbon Re'iyah. To which Beis Hillel responds that no, Kesavri Beis Hillel Oila Shekrivi Yisrael Bamidbar Oilis Tamin Havai. Beis Hillel holds that the carbon Oila that they brought in the Midbar wasn't referring to an Oilas Re'iyah, it was referring to the Oilas Tamid. And that said, but the Re'iyah never existed before Matan Torah. The Oila that they brought in the Midbar was an Oilas Tamid. Beis Shammai Savri Oila Shekrivi Yisrael Bamidbar Oilas Re'iyah Havai. And Beis Shammai is Choli. Beis Shammai says it was an Oilas Re'iyah, which again we'll get to more when we get to Vava Mebeis. Oh, yeah.